It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Today we're talking with Pittsburghers venturing beyond the Steel City to help others around the world. Joining me in studio are Tim Wesley and Drew Harvey, whose work with the Nideri Connection is providing medical help in Africa. Tim Wesley is a volunteer joining us in studio. Tim, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks, Paul.
And Drew Harvey is the chairman of the Nideri Connection. Drew, good to have you with us.
Thank you. Very glad to be here.
Let me start with you, Drew. How long has the Nideri Connection been working in Zimbabwe?
We started, it really is through the Methodist Church. The Nideri is a United Methodist mission in Zimbabwe. The connection started in 2006 after a team of 19 went there. And Zimbabwe had really collapsed essentially as a country, and we came back and decided we wanted to maintain that connection and work.
It's been nearly a decade now since your work began in Zimbabwe. How would you describe the evolution to this point? How have things been coming along?
Well, I think it's been a really amazing journey. There were 19 of us on that first trip, and we've continued to go back to the same location. Everybody that goes comes back with a new idea. We've worked mostly with the hospital, with the orphans and the children, but then it's also evolved to programs with microloans and with the farm, rejuvenating the farm, a lot of things that have been the interest of specific people that went over. The latest one has been the refurbishment of these rural clinics, these rural health clinics that Tim Wesley has recently gotten involved in with his group.
Yeah. And Tim, let me ask you how you first got started with the Nideri Connection.
Well, it was a little over a year ago. We were having a men's Sunday school class at our church up in Cranberry, Dutil United Methodist Church. And we were talking about a book on prayer, and the book, we got to the last chapter of the book, and the chapter actually talked about all of the poverty and the disease around the world, and you know, what can we as Christians, concerned people, do about that? And we all kind of looked around the room at each other and said, we don't know what that means, but we know we have to do something. So through some various connections, we were introduced to Drew. And we have been able to plug into the Nideri Connection, the TNC group, very quickly. And you know, the infrastructure has been established for quite a while. And we're involved in the clinic program, and it's been terrific.
How involved was the local community of Zimbabwe in the renovation efforts?
Well, that's one of the keys to this whole program. The local community has been very involved. The first clinic that we are refurbishing is in a little town, a little village called Chiquizo. It's a village of about 8,000 or so people who are served by this clinic. And the villagers, one of their major commitments is to make bricks. They've made something like 75,000 bricks that are going to be used or that are being used to build these clinic buildings. So they're very committed. The women carry sand on their backs, on their heads, while they carry their babies on their back. They're carrying sand hundreds of yards to where the sand is dropped into the pit, and they use it to make the bricks.
So you have one of the bricks with you.
I carry a brick with me whenever I talk about this. I was able to bring a brick home with me. It was a gift from the builder, Hama, who is in charge of the construction at Chiquizo, and it sits on my desk at home, and you know, I walk past it many times each day, and it reminds me why we want to try to help these people and that we need to keep after it.
Drew, is it difficult to organize support here for your efforts overseas, or are people generally willing to help?
I think the key is to get the right type of forum to be able to tell your story, and I think we've always found people receptive to what we're doing. For example, the clinic program, it's a very compelling story. It's a story that talks about these clinics. They're very remote and rural. They're about 100 miles from the hospital that we support. So you can easily see the urgency of the need. Our organization's 100% volunteer, so every bit of the money that comes into the program goes directly to the construction. People that support this will get feedback. They will get photographs. They have the opportunity to go there. There's a lot of good things that I think people respond to. But definitely it's a challenge to raise the kind of money we need to go through all these clinics. Nideri Mission has a large hospital, perhaps 150 beds, and they are responsible for 6 of these rural clinics that are way out in the bush. These clinics are where women go to have their babies. It's where people go to be treated for malaria, Everybody walks there. People will be waiting there for the clinic doors to open. It's just very primary health care. It's nothing fancy, but they're pretty grim places now. They're very small, maybe two-room building. So we've defined what you would like that clinic to look like, and we're trying to go through all six of these, perhaps one a year. We're in the middle of construction on Chiquizo, as Tim talked about, and maybe by the summer it'll be complete, and we'll be ready to move to the next one.
And what's next for the Nideri connection for your work in Zimbabwe beyond what you've laid out for us?
Well, the nature of the organization, it's really just a group of people, a network of many churches in Pittsburgh. The idea is to connect person to person, to break down this giant Africa issue to people, and connect people that have the same interest. And so that is really how it's grown. As I mentioned, it started with the hospital, but we now have these programs. We have 13 programs. And the idea of a program is you have a person here in Pittsburgh that leads, and you have a person in Zimbabwe that leads. And between the two of those, they define the program. So the farm, the microloans, the shipping of containers there, each of those is a program, and those are ongoing. We really don't see them having a completion until something really dramatically changes in Zimbabwe with the environment of the country just now.
And Tim, are you planning on returning to Africa? What work still needs to be done on this project?
Yes. You know, we're actually talking about that over the next few weeks. We're trying to arrange several trips there for different groups of people sometime this year. As Drew said, we are probably about halfway done with refurbishing the first clinic, the Chiquizo Clinic. We've successfully raised the money, and we hope that by the summertime that clinic will be finished. There are five others to go, so you know we are now looking to raise the additional funds that would be necessary for those. So the trips that we may take this year would be a combination of perhaps actually doing some physical labor at one of the clinics. In addition, when TNC people go over, we do a lot of administrative work with, as Drew said, the leaders of the programs who are over in Zimbabwe to make sure that the programs are going well and to help them in any way that we can.
That's Tim Wesley. We've also been talking with Drew Harvey. They are involved with the Nideri Connection, providing medical help in Africa and in Zimbabwe. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being a part of our program today, looking at those in the Steel City helping others around the world. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Very glad to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Coming up, we'll talk with more Pittsburghers who are helping others around the world. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.